Jim Schwartz, Browns defensive coordinator.
Yes.
And he talked about a lot of things. In particular, Juan Thornhill. How's he doing? How's he feeling?
Juan has really attacked the offseason. He's got a lot of pride. He wasn't happy with his performance last year, mainly because of an injury standpoint, right? His performance was good when he was on the field. He just wasn't on the field long enough.
Yeah, I can respect that and understand exactly what he's saying right there. What do you think, Jeff?
Yes. When you come in, you want to make a good impression, and what's the you got to be on the field to do that. So, good. I hope Thornhill can I hope
I want to congratulate you for not saying you can't make the club from the top. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I just want him to be the, you know, kind of player that the Browns thought they were getting and that he thinks he can be. And especially in that the back half, back third of the defense, Andy. I'm real curious about the linebacker spots on this team, except for one thing. We know a Jim Schwartz defense is predicated on a great defensive line, pressure on the quarterback, and then what really leads to that, good defensive back play, mm-hmm. where linemen have a chance to go get to the quarterback. And so the defensive backfield has to be good. It has to be big time. And I think Thornhill can be a big part of that.
I just, the part of him that I think was important beyond just playing is the whole notion of him bringing that Kansas City swagger with him when he came over.
You think?
Yeah. I thought that, you know, I remember we talked about what training camp was that last year? 2 years mm-hmm. ago. And just like the whole, there's an energy thing. There's like, it's the same thing that Za'Darius Smith was talking about yesterday, that there's this, there's just, there are guys that make teams better just by their attitude, man. I mean, you know, who wants to be in the room with Schlepprock? You know what I'm saying? And you just don't want to be around that person that's going to be like, oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, we can win this week. Yeah. I mean, you just, you can't, in their world especially, like in our world, we can kind of talk about it and be like, man, this is going to be a tough challenge. And that would be considered negative, I think, in a room where you're trying to push forward and keep all that outside noise out, right? You don't want to hear, yeah, I think if we play well, we can win this week. Well, that's not what you want to hear if you're a guy who's lining up next to another guy and you're looking at MJ Emerson next to you. You're like, yeah, I think, no, you're not saying that. And Thornhill isn't that guy. Thornhill's a guy that comes in, well, you know, when he came in from Kansas City and like, you're like, this guy knows what it takes to win.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. And that's what I want to be around. And so I do think, and like, I think the Indians Guardians, like, not that they own the rights to it, but they have, there's like a psychological makeup of their players that fit what they're looking for. And I think that translates
time after time after time.
Yeah, for decades yeah. now, right?
Yeah.
And that whatever that formula is, it works. And it's why they're competitive. I know no World Series and you're one rainstorm away from that, but you know, that it works in their world, and as it's you can see it now, it works on the field right now, too. And I think one of the things the Browns have done over the last couple of years is that same philosophy. And maybe that's Paul DePodesta, if you think about it, because he's been in both those worlds. And when you look at the makeup of what the Browns are now, that's that same kind of mentality that everyone pushed forward. You don't hear, there's no drama. There's no negative. No one's talking about somebody else's contract, or no one's talking about things that can drive things in the wrong directions. And if they are, the team just nips it in the bud right away, like Kevin Stefanski coming out with his first words at camp saying, I'm calling the plays. Mm-hmm. Boop, drama solved, gone. I think Andrew Berry is a big part of that, too. He takes things, and like, I don't feel like with Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi, it always felt like there was this, like, I don't know, like two lightning bolts that were kind of like going back and forth. And I'm just going back to a set that have been here before. In this Joe scenario, Banner, you don't Mike have Lombardi. Those. Remember they were in the triangle?
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Do you remember the triangle?
No, the triangle was Shermer and Holmgren and Heckert.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
I can't even remember who it was
yes.
at this point. We've had so many triangles. But you have this level of consistency and voila, success last year. Let's see if that consistency holds now. Let's see if it holds. Okay, Jim Schwartz also, go ahead. Sorry.
I think this defense needs to take a step and a step forward. Though it was good last year, Andy, I think it can be better. And it goes back to that situational defense. Hey, it's late in the game. We got to get the ball back. Boom, get the ball. You know, stop them. Make them punt. Let's go. Force a turnover. It's that type of stuff. They did a great job at limiting yardage. But I thought there were times last year where that situational defense was somewhat lacking. And certainly in the playoff game, there were issues. But, okay, that'll happen. I want to see it take that next step where it becomes a for lack of a better word, a defense, a feared defense. You know, hey, we're playing Cleveland's defense. You know what that means.
We got trouble.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I don't know that that was even the case last year, even though it was really good.
You know, Za'Darius Smith talked about this earlier, and, you know, he compared my call to Aaron Donald. And, I mean, that's a big comparison for a rookie to come in. But my call has definitely turned heads, and with Dalvin Tomlinson hurt, there is opportunity on the defensive line to get some time. Now, they do have Quentin Jefferson in here, and, you know, you could move – and Alex Wright, too. I mean, you can move Alex Wright and double O or move Za'Darius over. You can come up with a pretty good combination of four guys that you want up front on defense.
Or five.
Yeah, or five.
Yeah.
That's just giving you the first two teams, you know, to kind of help out where an injury to Dalvin Tomlinson is. So, but there's been a lot of talk about Mike Hall, the pride of Streetsboro, and Jim Schwartz talked about him today.
All rookies are going to have highs and lows, and Mike's no different. You know, they all do. The thing I'd probably be most impressed with Mike is his effort. That's a guy that goes hard all the time.
Hmm. I think it's a tough spot. You know, you're from here, you're playing here, you want to put your best foot forward, and then you've got this whirlwind of, I don't know what. How was it at Ohio State? But, you know, you've got this new world where your life is now football all the time. And now D1 athletes at the NCAA level, football is their life all the time, but they have to make time for the educational component, no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so here, the educational component is football because that's your profession. And he's right about the rookie thing, the ups and downs and trying to, you know, find your place on a team. And, you know, you're a young guy who's trying to knock guys out of a position that have been here before. Yeah, everyone looks at you, too, as a guy. Well, he's on the team. He was drafted in the second round. No team's cutting a second rounder. So, but I don't think he's anywhere into that world. I just think that you've got guys around you that want you to be better, and then you've got guys that are pushing you for your job, and there are days you probably wake up in the morning and go, oh, you know, I'm young. I have a lot to learn.
It's those guys, though, Andy, who I think can take that defense where I want to see it go.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, somebody like Mike Hall Jr., let's say Mike steps in and is a force in the middle of that defensive line. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You have players that other teams must stop, that they must factor into their game plans, that they have to keep an eye on. And that just frees up everything for everybody else, you know, more opportunity. So, you know, like a guy like Alex Wright, if Alex can make that next step, and he came in as a really young guy, if Mike Hall is a rookie, can come in and be really, really good. It's those kind of guys that if Devin Bush, who's not that old of a guy, can find what he had early in his career in Pittsburgh, you know, I think that's what's going to make the difference with this team. It's not going to be Denzel Ward. I mean, we know how good Denzel is, right? It's not going to be Miles. Even if Miles has an incredible year, Andy, how much more incredible of a year can he possibly have?
More sacks.
Right. You know, last year he got hurt, and after that his sack total kind of went down. But still, he was that kind of a player. Where's Miles? All right, we got to double him. Let's go. You know, where's Denzel? We're not throwing at him? Good, fine. And it's those types of players. And this sounds silly, but the more of those you can have on a defense, the better your defense. Right now, I just think the Browns need to develop a few more of those. And, you know, if Mike Hall can become one of those guys inside, if Devin Bush can find something, if Alex Wright can become a real positive option at defensive end, you know, a guy that you want on the field all the time, not just stepping in to fill in for somebody. And I think they all have the possibility of doing such things. Hmm. Ronnie Hickman as well. Yeah. You know, I think Ronnie showed some really good things last year at safety at times. Hmm. And I bet he pushes Juan Thornhill.
All right, last thought from Jim Schwartz here. You know, I talked about the way, like, if you head up to to camp, and there's only five more to go to. If you do head up there, the first thing you're going to notice is how the building has changed. And part of that is where the weight room is and where the field house is. And so part of that is they flip the field around so that the end zone's on the other side. And so now they've got more room for kind of to do both. And, you know, it might seem silly or trite or like, why are these guys talking about it? But Jim Schwartz gave his thoughts on the new weight room that they have that's as a part of the field house, and they've remodeled that, what the impact of that is on his defense.
I think it's given us a big boost. It's obviously a big commitment from the Haslams. It makes us be able to use our indoor better, right? When the weight room was taking up a third of it or a quarter of it, it just put us so tight. It made it hard to really work in there. This opens that up.
Yeah, and so you can see it too when you get out there, mm-hmm. that they've extended it out. And like Daryl Ryder and I were talking about this yesterday. I'm like, I still don't understand why the Browns are in no hurry to have, I mean, they have all this land out there now. Why wouldn't they have a 100-yard field house, right? We have high schools in town that have them. And Daryl was talking about the heating elements that they put into the field underneath the sod so that they can work outside, that they want to be outside all year, and that they have gone to great lengths to make sure that their outdoor fields are able to be used 12 months out of the year, because they want their teams ready for Sunday, no matter what the weather is, and to not have to rely on going inside into their own facility. Now, I do think on dome weeks, they should be in there the whole time. But
though I think that whole outdoor stuff is great, still would be nice to have a 100-yard indoor facility.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't
know how there are plenty of them around. So
yeah, we have high schools that have them.
That is correct.